This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, you just heard about the drought problems in Texas. They've got some mosquito problems there, too. The city of Dallas has authorized the first aerial spraying of pesticides since the 60s to stop an outbreak of West Nile virus. Dallas County has seen nearly 200 cases of the illness and 10 deaths. Christopher Worth takes a look now at the global impact economically of mosquitoes and the diseases they carry.
No sense yet on what the outbreak in Dallas will cost. An outbreak in Louisiana in 2004 left that state with a tab of over $20 million. But West Nile is just one of many mosquito-borne illnesses. Others include dengue fever and malaria, and the cost there can be much higher. Prue Smith is with the organization Rollback Malaria.
Malaria costs Africa, for example, at least $12 billion every year in lost productivity, in the costs of treating people and deaths, etc. That has a big impact on the economy.
Ann Mills of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says controlling mosquito-borne diseases can raise a country's GDP. And like the case in Dallas, she says outbreaks have to be tackled fast.
Viruses have the ability to spread very rapidly, and sometimes aerial spraying is indeed the best way of coping with that.
Although she says on environmental grounds, that might not be very popular. I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.